Blog Talk Radio.
Turn around, choose life. Consider right from wrong. You may not have that long. Such a great peace inside. A very present help when trouble's everywhere. Just a small
good morning. Welcome again to another episode of the Healthy Explosion Show. I'm your host, Martina De Goot, and joining me this morning is my co-host, Kimberly Britt. Good morning, Kimberly. How are you? Good morning, Kimberly. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. How are you?
I am great, thank you. Ready for another great show today?
Yep, all set.
Well, we have a couple of guests coming on the show. They haven't arrived yet. One guest that we're expecting is Dr. Kyle Fogel, and we're hoping that he'll be able to join us. He was actually on a previous show, which was very, very, very awesome, on adrenal glands and your health. So we're expecting him to come on the show. And also another a person that was on the show before, Deanna of Yellow Floor Naturals. So we have some interesting people coming on the show today. Today's show, we're going to be discussing the topic of water and how safe is your water. Water is a necessity for life and so very, very important to maintaining a healthy and healthy lifestyle. And I believe Dr. Kyle.
Dr. Yes,
Kyle?
Hello. Yes.
Welcome. Awesome.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Sorry.
Yes, I'm so happy you were able to join us.
You're welcome. Glad
that
to be
is,
here.
Yes, yes. Awesome. Kimberly, Dr. Kyle is here. That's awesome.
Great.
Hello, Kimberly.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Kimberly's going to be leaving us in about 30 minutes, so I am happy that you're here, but we're going to make the most of the 30 minutes that she's here. As I mentioned today, we're going to be talking about water. How safe is your water? Water has many uses. We're going to discuss, you know, water as it relates to various life processes, such as testing your tap water at home, what's alkaline water and why it's beneficial, and the very many ways that dehydration can affect our bodies and minds, why the quality of water we consume determines the quality of our health. So these questions, plus many, many more, we're going to answer for you in this segment. Dr. Kyle, welcome again. It's always such a pleasure to have you on. You have such a great wealth of knowledge, and you have been so beneficial in my health and healing. And so I always want to thank you for that. Just to give you a little background on Dr. Kyle, he specializes in relieving allergies, addressing metabolic disorders, overcoming nutritional deficiencies, and accelerating the healing of sports-related injuries. He's also an expert at interpreting lab analysis, treating problems of circulation and numbness at the extremities, and utilizing functional and natural medicine to improve your overall health outcomes. And I can attest to that because he's really been very, very helpful. And Dr. Kyle is located in Cumming, Georgia, and his practice is natural medicine and chiropractic specialties. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about our show. It's all about holistic health and the factors that affect relationship, career, physical activity, and spiritual health. And questions that, you know, our guests will answer, Kimberly and I will answer, are things such as They say belief kills, belief cures. Do you agree? How does your lifestyle impact the state of your health? And what are the steps we need to take to move from disease to wellness? How does brain health affect our bodies? And we will delve into such subjects as obesity, diabetes, heart disease, cancer, depression, hormones, skin, water, and much, much more. And I just want to note that the topics that we discuss on this show is not intended as a substitute for regular medical care, so always consult your physician or healthcare provider before making changes to your diet or exercise routine. Dr. Kyle, again, welcome again. I am going to ask you the first question. Water is so important to our existence, and the quality of water is equally important. Could you give us some of the ways that water actually benefits our body?
Well, there are a multitude of ways that water benefits our body. First thing is you know, obviously it helps to flush toxins out of our system. Our body is comprised of at least 73% water, and it helps increase our metabolism. It helps to stimulate lymph flow, which the lymphatic system, as we all know, accumulates, basically is our garbage dump system. It accumulates waste products. So it helps flush that out. So it's very, very critical. People probably don't even know this as well, but, you know, water adds to the hydrogen ions from water, also help our bodies basically make also hydrochloric acid in our digestive systems. So there are a multitude of ways that water benefits us. So for me, I recommend to all my patients that they have to drink half their body weight in water. That's mandatory. And if they drink any caffeine or caffeinated beverages, they have to, in addition, they have to add for every one cup of coffee or any caffeinated beverage that they drink, they need to add 2 8-ounce glasses of water along with that. So, you know, and that's on top of half their body weight in ounces. And the majority of people do not do this. Like I said, it stimulates the metabolism. So a lot of people, when you start adding water into the diet and you take out the sodas and, as they call in the South, pop, they start to see that their body feels better, and they will start to increase their metabolism to lose weight. So you know, water is essential, critical for our life. We can go longer without food than we can without water. You have about 3 days without water, and then they'll start to show severe dehydration. And then in regards to sports performance, they've showed athletes who are marathon runners that you, if you lose 1% of your body water, you're going to go into severe dehydration. Your performance goes down by like 50%. So it's critical. So water is essential for all life functions.
Yes, it is. And it's amazing because we started out in, you know, life in water. And that just shows that how important water is, because in our mother's wombs, we're actually enclosed in water. So that's amazing. And they actually say that if you immerse a baby in water after its birth and continue in water, they actually develop at a much greater rate. Are you familiar with that, or...?
Well, again, like you said, you know, for the 9 months that the baby is in utero, it is, you know, encased in the placenta that is filled with amniotic fluid. So that's the natural habitat that the embryo is developing and the fetus is developing. So you take it out of its natural environment, put it back into its natural environment, then there's really no difference. You know, that's why these water births are so amazing. It's actually less stressful for the female and for the child. So yeah, so water is actually a human being's natural habitat, and so you start to just once you put the child in water, they know exactly what to do. We've seen instances with children, you know, you put them in water immediately and they know what to do. They start to swim basically. So yeah, it's better for the nervous system. The motion that the child gets from movement in water will stimulate more brain function. Absolutely.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And overall endurance, too, I can just imagine. Because also water exercise, it's very, very, very good. I use that, used to do that quite a bit. And I could feel the difference in the body, especially if you have difficulty exercising on machines in a gym.
Correct. Because there's no gravity. There's no gravitational forces and stresses that are going to be applied on the body once you get into the water. So for a lot of patients who are overweight and need to lose weight and they can't put a lot of bearing on their bodies, on their knee joints, I highly recommend exercising in water, doing some type of water movement, water aerobics, even just starting to swim gently. It's probably the best thing for people with any kind of joint pain or any kind of pain in general where they can't weight bear and they can't move. The next best thing would be to get in the pool and to do some exercises with water. As a matter of fact, when my wife gave birth to my child, immediately, probably within the first couple of weeks, she was going to a freshwater pool and doing exercises because she really wanted to get back into activity. And she brought Jacob with her, and he loved the water. You had to see him once he was in there. It was like I said, getting back the kids in water and children. Yeah, he loved it, and she's lost a lot of weight doing that, so it was very beneficial for her and the baby.
That's awesome, and that's a nice segue, Dr. Kyle, freshwater, because there aren't too many of them around, freshwater pools.
Correct. Freshwater or saltwater pools, right, because we know that there's chlorine in the pools, very toxic, and we can get into some of those ramifications of chlorinated pools and chlorinated water, how they affect us, how they affect our thyroid gland, how it's very toxic to our bodies. And a lot of people don't know that. They're swimming for the benefit of exercise, you know, knowing that they're doing something healthy for themselves, but yet, you know, they're swimming in a toxic pool that is actually contraindicated. You know, it's actually doing a negative effect on them because chlorine binds to the thyroid gland. It displaces iodine, which iodine is critical for the thyroid, and then now you're having thyroid issues. So they're trying to lose weight and get the benefits of exercise, but yet they're swimming in a toxic substance that is adversely affecting their health. So it's kind of interesting. So people need to be aware of that and to look for more freshwater or saltwater pools. And there are a lot of places out there now that are, that's what their focus is on. They're advertising the freshwater and saltwater pools, which is more beneficial for people.
Yeah, I agree, and especially, because 4 years ago, my immune system, everything just pretty much shut down on me almost. But Dr. Kyle, going back maybe 10 years, 10, 9, 8, 7 years, I was doing that on a regular basis, exercising in water, and it made such a difference. It toned, oh my God, it helps you to tone, and it's just the feeling. The only thing that I was doing wrong is that the pool was chlorinated, and I have to wonder if that, contributed to some of the problems that I had later on. And since then, because it's difficult to find a freshwater pool or a saltwater pool, I haven't really gone back in the water exercising. Now, it's great if you're at the beach, but we were not always close to the beach. But so that's important.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I myself had stopped swimming as well, because once I started really getting into the details and the research of how the water supply and the water system affects us, realizing how detrimental chlorine was to our health, I stopped swimming myself.
Yeah.
Dr. Kyle, can you talk a little bit about how, we're talking about chlorine in pools and how detrimental that is, but I know a lot of towns put chlorine actually in the water supply, and people don't even know that they're getting, chlorine that they're ingesting in their systems. Is that detrimental, and if so, how so?
Yeah, that's a great question. Chlorine is in everything because it's an antiseptic, right? It's an antimicrobial, so they have to put it in the water supply. It's mandatory to kill things. Nothing can survive when the chlorine levels are high enough. That's why when you go to the pool, sometimes you see the lifeguards check the chlorine levels, because the more people that are in the pool, the more you know, the chlorine goes on their bodies, and so that then there's less chlorine in the water. And then the sun beating down on the pools also dissipates the chlorine. So they have to make sure that the chlorine levels are perfect so that nobody gets sick, especially when there are kids in the pool and things like that. So, you know, I mean, obviously you can't get away from it. You can't avoid it, you know. So, you know, I mean, it's the same thing with tap water. Every time you drink tap water, you're not only getting chlorine and fluoride and lead and copper, depending on what the pipes are made of, you know. I mean, the water supply is rushing through those, you know, those pipes and the PVC pipes and things like that. But you're also taking drugs, you know. And I'm not only talking about chlorine and fluoride. I mean, I'm talking about anticonvulsants and antidepressants and antibiotics, and that's just a few A's of the A team, you know. So, you know, the AP published an article about pharmaceuticals found in municipal waters along with the metals. And, you know, they're not just floating around in the reservoirs, but they're actually in the water you're drinking, you're cooking with, and you're bathing with. You know, every time you connect with water, you're taking in low levels of drugs, your low levels of fluoride, low levels of chloride, and low levels of these halogen molecules that adversely affect our endocrine system. So, and no one's coming out to tell you about this. You know, so this stuff is scary. You know, it's very alarming. And the more you read about it, the more you're frightened, you know. And you know, so a lot of people are spending a lot of money on water. They're getting wise and they're spending a lot of money on water. Actually, believe it or not, you're spending more money on water than you are on gasoline. Well, not in Georgia now, but, you know, the gas prices are going up. But water is very expensive. And so a lot of these companies are making a lot of money knowing this very well, but then they put it in plastic bottles. So it's, you know, and then if, you know, so... You know, you can get a filter on your refrigerator and, you know, and things like that. But, you know, legally, all filters, the EPA demands that there is still some fluoride left in the water supply. You can't fully eliminate all of the fluoride. So legally, there has to be a percentage of fluoride that's remaining in the water, which is unfortunate, too, because fluoride is a very toxic substance. You know, and it can affect the thyroid tremendously.
Oh, my goodness. In terms of, even because I know we have a filter on the water, you know, that we shower, because you may not be swimming in the pool, but it's still getting some chlorine in the water, you know, when you're showering or bathing. So that's another way. As you said, it may not be able to remove 100%, but at least to cut down on some of the,
I mean,
you
exposure,
know,
sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And remember, once you heat this stuff up, it becomes a vapor, right? And so I really tell my patients not to go into steam rooms because you're steaming water. And if you, the more vapor that you create, the more the larger amount of the toxin of the metal. These are all metals. They're all called halogens. That you get into the lung and into the system. So I really convey the message to my patients not to use steam rooms. And if you are showering and you don't have a filter, not to use extreme hot water, because once you heat the water up, these metals are dissipated into the air even more readily. And so the moment you breathe it in, it's going into your system right away. You know?
Oh, my goodness. Whew, it's scary, isn't it, Kimberly?
It is, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Now, I know that in terms of public safety, each city or county normally have information about what type of contamination, you know, or metals, chlorine, lead, et cetera, are in the water. But people that live in homes that are older, that maybe have been built 30, 40, 50 or beyond years ago. Those pipes, you know, a lot they used to make is that lead? Because they were finding lead in, you know, the pipes and so forth from before. So I know that there's a way that, and now with everything being online, you can go onto the county or city's website and they should have a report. But for people who are in, say, an older home and they just want to test the water quality, do you know
You can go to Home Depot or Lowe's, and they should have different systems there to measure. I know there's that zero water, I think, Home Depot sells it and things like that. It actually removes all of the contaminants in the water, and that's just like a countertop water system. You know, so it does remove all of the metals and the contaminants in there. But again, you know, that's just part of it, you know, because the contaminants, once you remove it, you have just zero water. There's nothing in it. And I don't think our bodies have ever been, we can't recognize that kind of water. That's more like distilled water. And the problem with distillation or any kind of water that has no minerals in it, that it will leach minerals and bind minerals and pull it out of the body. So actually, that's another, I tell my patients a no-no with distillation. A lot of times I never recommend it unless the patient is laden with heavy metals to begin with. But you have to be careful with those zero waters as well and trying to remove all the particulates in the water, because the body doesn't really, the body needs minerals in there. They just don't need, it doesn't need high levels of it. It doesn't need high levels of the metals that are found. I mean, you know, 10, 1500, 1000 times the amount, you know, that are required. We don't need that. Now, that's when it starts to do damage on our body. So, you know, be very careful with waters. And then on top of it, too, once you start to zero out waters and remove all the contaminants and the particulates with, like, your, you know, with your filters on your refrigerator or these filters that we buy at the stores, the pH of the water is still off. So the pH still remains very acidic. Mm-hmm. You know, the critical things that they found that different countries that had higher water, that waters contain higher levels of, let's say, potassium and magnesium and sodium. Those are the people that were the healthiest in the world. There's a place in Russia called Kargasak, Russia, that there are high levels of magnesium, and they have a reduced risk of heart disease because of the levels of magnesium in the water.
Wow.
So there's different areas that have higher magnesium levels. So you do need minerals in your water, but you don't need the bad minerals at high amounts in the water. There's no mineral in nature occurs alone. All minerals are synergistic. They work to help and aid in different functions within the body, different functions within the environment. So you're not going to find, you know, a complete water without minerals in it. So I think it's very critical to filter your water. But then you have to add minerals back in the water, and then you also have to be sure that the pH is at a good level. It's not very acidic water. You know, rainwater has a pH, I think, of a 6 or 6.5. You know, that's even less acidic than some of the waters you're drinking. I don't want to mention any waters here, but you know, there are waters out there that have a pH of a 5, 5.5 that are lower than rainwater.
That's true. And we're buying those bottled waters.
Exactly. We're drinking them just, you know, we think it's good for us.
Yeah, that's true. This is a nice segue into alkaline water, because that is what I drink, and I know that's what you drink. And Kimberly, what about you? I know you really are careful about the quality of the water that you consume as well.
Yeah, you know, I try to be. We've recently moved down here, so it's kind of, you know, once you relocate to a new area, it's kind of like testing your new water and getting everything started again. So, you know, it's on my to-do list, especially after this show.
Yeah. Dr. Kyle, I know you're a big proponent on alkaline water, and so am I, because of what it does to the body, the benefits. And I know because, you know, you recommended, you actually have a machine that you actually recommend to your patients. And we actually have one of those, and it's great. It's a tabletop, and it actually, there's no electronic connected to it. It just filters the water and makes for very, very good sprouting, because I do a lot of sprouting, and I notice when using that water that the sprouts just, I mean, they look so just beautiful, just green,
right,
and radiant and pretty. So talk to us a little about alkaline water.
Well, you know, everything that we do creates acid in the body. You know, there's a very fine pH. There's a very fine pH gradient within the body. The overall body pH is 7.4. You know, it's not going to change, because the body will the body can go into either acidosis or alkalosis. So, you know, there's a lot of misconception out there. There's a lot of people that state that alkaline water can change the pH of the blood. It's not true. What alkaline water does, the fundamental basis of alkaline water is that, you know, as we get older, and not even that, I mean, I would say you can't even use age as an excuse, but we eat a very poor quality diet, a lot of us. The food supply is becoming scarce. You know, the major minerals that they find in the earth now, in the soil, is nitrogen and it's NPK, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. But there are, you know, there should be, you know, over 20 or so minerals that should be found in the water, in the soil. We're depleted. Our soils are depleted. Over 70% of the soils in the country are depleted. So we have a very, very kind of dead soil that we're trying to grow things. So a lot of the minerals that we should be getting from our vegetation and in our food supplies and the animals, if you eat meat and the animals that eat the grass, typically if you eat animals that eat grass, you know, we should be getting the minerals from them. But unfortunately, we're not. And those minerals help the body to buffer acid. And because our supply of nutrients and minerals are very low, we no longer buffer acid. Everything we do in life, we move, we sleep, we drink, we breathe, creates acid. That's the Bohr effect. Everything creates acid in the body. Once you take in CO2, the body forms carbonic acid. Okay? So that acid starts to build up. And in an acidic environment, a lot of disease processes take place. Bacteria live in an acid environment. Cancer can only grow in an acid environment. I'd probably go on a limb and say most diseases take place in a very acidic environment. So by drinking alkaline water, you're helping your body have more buffering systems. We're adding buffering systems to the body so that we can buffer the acid. You eat greens, it helps to alkalize the body by adding buffers, not to change the pH of the blood. So a lot of people are going to listen to this and they're going to say, oh, Dr. Kyle said that you can buffer your blood. No, you can't. It's a fine gradient. But you need the adjuncts, you need the assistance through the diet, through the water, the clean, fresh, alkaline water to help our bodies create more buffering agents, buffering systems to buffer the acid that accumulates. We live in a stressful world. We have a lot of stress in life. That creates acid. So the better our diets are, the cleaner our diets are, the more vegetation we eat, the more organic we eat, the more animals that we eat that are wild, that are eating grass, not feedlot corn and all this other stuff, and drinking alkaline waters will help our bodies to dissipate the acids that accumulate in our systems that create tons of problems. Our bodies will use calcium to buffer acid. It's a very alkaline mineral. Where is the body's most abundant supply of calcium? In the bone and in the teeth. We have we're laden with osteoporosis and joint pain and chronic injuries that we're seeing in young ages. We have the dentists see it with gingivitis and teeth issues and root canals and things like that that the body steals most of its minerals from. It will not take it from the organ systems. It will take it from structures that are not critical for our life. We can survive with a skeletal structure that's not perfect. We can survive with teeth and gums that are not optimal. But we cannot survive with organ systems that don't work correctly. So the body robs Peter to pay Paul. It takes all of the minerals from the highest mineral areas, like the gums, because they have a very, very large blood supply, and it takes the calcium from the bones to buffer the acid. So why not drink better water, higher quality water with a higher pH to help our systems work less hard so that we can buffer this acid, which is causing so much damage to our bodies to begin with? So water, in my eyes, is critical, and alkaline water is very critical. So that's why I went ahead and I put a system in my office to give to my patients that I know that they can have the best water possible. Whenever they come in my office, we let them drink it. We let them fill their bottles up. It's part of my weight loss program. It helps people lose weight. Just drinking alkaline water, and I'm not saying this is with everybody, but if you change your diet and add alkaline water to your body, we see in our clinic that people are losing 2 pounds of weight per week, even without exercising. Not very difficult. So... Yes, It's
That's
critical.
So awesome. And yeah, I can attest to that because another thing that I, you know, keep, it's a part of my daily routine, well, almost every day, are the alkaline strips. And I'm always checking to see what the pH, my, you know, urine pH is, and or even my stomach, you know, I check it. And what I noticed, if I'm feeling a little off balance, or I said something isn't right, now check, and I'll see that my system may be a little too acidic, and I, for instance, I'll do what I need to do in terms of eating more alkaline foods and, you know, consuming more of the water, and I notice that it just bounces right back. So that's also something to have in our toolkit, is you know, always checking your alkaline pH. Would you agree, Dr. Kyle?
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's very critical for overall health. I mean, if the pH is off in the urine, if you're very, very acidic in the urine, I mean, you don't want to be too alkaline in the urine because then you can harbor bacteria, right? So you need some acidity in the urine. There's certain different areas that in the body that need to be more alkaline, and certain areas in the body that need to be more acidic. The stomach needs to be very acidic. The stomach pH is about 2. I try to recommend that nobody drinks fluid with their food, especially alkaline water, because you can alkalize your hydrogen, the levels in the stomach, so you won't digest correctly. So I try to have my patients either drink a half hour before eating or a half hour after. Half hour before eating will also make you feel more full. It will fill the stomach, so you won't eat as much in one sitting. It's a big cause of weight gain, is because people don't eat enough, and then when they do eat, they eat too much. Another thing, too, is you know you want the colon to have enough magnesium in there, right? So if you're drinking alkaline water, you're going to get a significant amount of magnesium. People who are constipated, we know that the transit time in the GI tract slows down. It's because they're not getting enough foods that are rich in magnesium to help them move and transition the food through the colon. The colon requires, the peristaltic action of the colon requires magnesium as one of its kind of assistance, one of its minerals to aid in movement through the colon, relaxes the colon. So if your diet is very acidic and you're drinking very acid water, you're not going to have significant amounts of magnesium in the body to aid in that transition. So a lot of people are constipated. That's probably the second major reason people come to visit my office. So, again, remember, we said that calcium is very alkalizing, but calcium is a contractile mineral. And if our bodies are releasing calcium into the body, we're going to be contracting more. So that's when the colon goes into spasm. So we need magnesium to counteract, because magnesium is a relaxing mineral, calcium is a contracting mineral, we need to balance out the ratios of magnesium to calcium. Too many people eat a diet rich in calcium, not enough magnesium. Dark green leafy vegetables are very rich in magnesium, very critical for the body to function optimally. Over 300 chemical reactions in the body require magnesium. The Krebs cycle, which is for energy production, requires in every reaction magnesium. So you know, we need to start really looking at our water supplies, our food supplies. You know, everybody wants to take a supplement. Supplements are supplemental to the diet. Food and water quality are the most critical beginnings to get healthy. And I tell patients, drink a full glass of alkaline water with lemon. Lemon is very alkalizing, even though it tastes acidic, it's very alkalizing. First thing in the morning to get your bowels to start to move. That's a very good gallbladder purger. It purges the liver. It helps the body to detoxify. It stimulates the lymphatic system. So yes, I can't convey the message about how important clean, fresh alkaline water is for overall health.
I agree, Dr. Kyle. And I believe Deanna has joined us. Deanna of Yellow Flora Naturals. How are you, Deanna?
Good morning. I'm fine, Martina. How are you, Dr. Kyle?
Good. How are you, Deanna? Good to hear from you.
Good.
Yeah, we're having a really healthy discussion on water and just learning so much. And, you know, water is one of the most abundant things around, but, you know, the quality, and it's just so much that we have to take into consideration.
I totally agree. Do you know, I used to work for a state water quality program long, long ago, and so I used to see firsthand how water quality systems managed the water supply. They had to report testing, and then we had to do follow-up testing on the water supply. And so when I move to a new home or a new area, I'm always looking at the quality of the water supply. And I don't drink from the public water supply very much anymore because of my concerns about what inadvertently hits the water supply. I read the other day that prescription pharmaceutical drugs are very difficult to remove from the public water supply. And so is that right, Dr. Kyle?
Yes, it's correct.
Yeah, and so, you know, you get a residual of something every time you drink from the tap, I would think. But I'm also aware that there are some standards that the EPA set for things that are potentially deadly to the body, like lead.
Oh, it's scary.
Yeah, it is scary. Some water supplies contain dozens of different trace pharmaceuticals in Philadelphia. There's 40, for example, in Philadelphia, turned up
66 different drugs. Yeah, I used to live there.
And they drink one. Yeah, 56 different drugs in their drinking water.
Oh, my God.
56 different drugs in there. Yes, they're finding that now there are, I think it was in some of these subway systems in New York, they're finding hermaphroditic alligators, because the alligators are being exposed to the estrogens in the water supply that they're being exposed to. So there are estrogens in the water supply. There are steroid hormones in the water supply. So and we're drinking those waters as well. And so you want to watch.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this from people flushing their pharmaceuticals down the toilet, or like how is this primarily happening?
Well, listen. The average person is on how many medications? So they're not only flushing their own literal pharmaceuticals down the toilet, but in their fecal matter, they're flushing literally their pharmaceuticals down the toilet.
Oh God!
Right.
Okay.
Water sample downstream in Nebraska, FEMA had steroid levels 4 times as high as the water taken upstream. Right. Another indication here, male fathead minnows living in that downstream area had low testosterone levels and had smaller heads. I mean, these are estrogens that are being, these fish and animals are being exposed to these estrogens, creating these hermaphroditic effects. The bullfrog, which is probably one of the species that has the highest levels of testosterone, they're finding that they're becoming feminized. Bullfrogs that are becoming feminine.
Oh my God!
Yes. So, and we're drinking it, and that's why there's such a high propensity of precocious puberty in today's society. You're seeing little kids, 7, 8 years old, walking around with breast tissue, you know. And so it's not only from the milk supply and the meat supply, but also from the water supply that they're being exposed to.
I've wondered too, Dr. Kyle, and I don't know if you have any facts to speak to this, but I've wondered if the rampant obesity that we're seeing is not somehow linked to these influences from the water supply.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you that before you answer, I just want to say that I can confirm that in regular routine water testing of the water supply, testing for these trace pharmaceuticals and organics is not required, and it's not done.
100%. There's a phenomenon called obesity. These toxins that accumulate in the fat tissue are called obesogens. Right, it's a new epidemic, and they're stating that all these different toxins are contributing to becoming endocrine disruptors. They call them xenoestrogens. They're mimicking real estrogens, and they're going in the cell and tricking the cell to not do what it's actually supposed to do. And so these people are getting heavier and heavier. I think that, you know, they said that 1 pound of fat holds onto 3 pounds of toxins, and these toxins accumulate in the fat tissue. And they're called obesogens. They're toxins that contribute to the obesity epidemic in today's society. Then there's another incident that's going on with these antibiotic-resistant bacteria. I'm seeing it in my office. These people are coming in with chronic infections that they're giving them drugs, and the first round of antibiotics isn't working, so they have to give them another round of antibiotics. And they give them, you know, Levaquin and the strongest antibiotics to knock these bugs out that back in the day they used to work just with penicillin or some lower dose antibiotic. Now they're having to give higher and stronger doses of antibiotics to kill these bacteria. And these bacteria are being exposed to these drugs in the water supply, so they become antibiotic resistant. You know, it's you know, everybody was all worried about, you know, the world coming to an end and the Mayan calendar running out. Listen, if we come to an end, it's because it's and don't, you know, don't quote me on this, but I think this is the truth. If the human race ends, it's because of a super strain of bacteria that kills us all.
Mm-hmm.
And so I truly believe that our immune systems are critical to maintain through diet, exercise, proper stress management, and high quality filtered alkalized water. I really believe that.
Oh goodness, it's there's just so much to absorb. But for the average person that, you know, have no idea about even what alkaline water is, or they're just drinking water, they're thinking, okay, they go to the store and they buy the bottled water, and we won't mention names, but you're right. I've actually checked the pH of some of the bottled water just to see for my own benefit, and some of them were as low as like 3 and 4, and that's being consumed. And then
well,
also
people don't know any better. They don't know any better. And plus, then the plastics leach into it. The BPA,
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
the BPA. I mean, there was an article, good article written in I think it was Men's Fitness or Men's Journal, and it talked about, you know, the obesity epidemic and, you know, all these different doctors and PhD guys were saying what was the cause, and some were saying it was calories in, calories out. Some were saying because it was the too many carbs being taken in, and some were saying because of the obesogens, right? The obesogens that are in the system, and one of the major toxins were BPA. They were making it to BPA. BPA is in everything. It's in, they wrap your foods in it. The water is bottled in it. So people are thinking they're doing the right thing by drinking filtered bottled water, but they don't realize that that water has come in from wherever on trucks that have been exposed to high temperatures where the plastics has been leaching BPA and EA and all this these other chemicals into the water supply. Some of these gas stations that have the water outside and they put it in the cooler afterwards, I mean, they're out in the summertime being exposed to the hot temperatures, and then you're going ahead and you're drinking it.
Oh, God.
You know, ooh, what's a person to do? I don't want to scare you. You can't live in a bubble. But you
right.
have to be aware of this, and that's why
yeah.
it's worth just, I used to spend hundreds of dollars a month on bottled water. I used to get it in glass. And that's how I used to get my water. I used to spend a fortune on it until I bought a system for my house, and now I've saved hundreds of dollars. So the amount of money you put into a filtration system for your home pays for itself over time.
It really does. It really does. And just talk for a moment about the, like, if someone is interested in getting the alkaline filtration.
Well, I don't want to mention any names, but there was one particular company that came out that, you know, basically was with all its bells and whistles. And at first it came out at a cheaper price, but then there was a great demand for it. Then they raised their prices. So the company that I use, Water Revolution, basically he came out with a very affordable alkaline-based water. He has different models, some for the countertop. And those that don't like the countertop, they can do the under-the-counter, you know, which is a better product, but it's a little bit more expensive. So, you know, I found this company, you know, by the grace of God, really, and it's very, very affordable, you know, 3 to 4 times less than what the original manufacturer that came out with the first model costs, and this is what I promote to my patients. So I have one in my house, I have one in my office. And if my patients want it, I give them the website, and I have them go to it directly and order it. You know, so, and we sell some of the products in our office as well. But again, you know, I keep it in my office for people to use. I have one set up so that they don't have to spend the money. If they feel comfortable coming in and getting it all the time, by all means, I'd let them do that. But then some people get tired of coming in and filling bottles up. So they go ahead and they purchase a product, and no one is not satisfied. Everybody tastes the difference. You go out to a restaurant, you drink the water, and you've been drinking your water in your house. You don't even want to drink that water anymore.
That's true.
It's such a
major
difference.
I don't even drink water in the restaurant.
Yeah, yeah. You taste the chlorine, and you smell it, and it's like drinking pool water, you know?
True. Now, what's the name of the website in case someone...
The website is water-revolution/nature's-water. So it's www.water-revolution/nature's-water. that's the site to go on. You can look at it. You can call my office and ask me any questions. I can send you information. You know, that's not a problem. I just, you know, have access to that website because I want patients to have the most affordable, cleanest and healthiest water available out there. And I don't want to be the one to supply it to you. You know, I want to be the one to help you with your journey on health. So I'm going to, you know, research the best stuff out there and it's the most affordable. Because you know, $4,000 for a unit is ridiculous, and that's what the other companies are selling their product for. That's absolutely absurd. But you know, like I said, gasoline and water are almost the same price. You know, so people pay a lot for coffee, people pay a lot for water, and people pay a lot for gasoline.
That's true. And as a matter of fact, you are right about that particular unit because we do have one, and it works great. It's so easy to use. There's no electrical connection of any sort, and it's.
I have one that I travel with. You can put it up to the sink in your hotel room, and it alkalizes and purifies the water.
Really? Is it the same one that we have here?
No, it's a smaller version. You know, it's called the Alka Trek. And you can track
me
like
you can travel. Especially when you're traveling,
So I take it with me whenever I travel.
For anyone listening, Dr. Kyle, we do have a website for the show, healthyexplosionshow.com. If you go to the website and look on the archives, Dr. Kyle is there. And also in our events section, I'll put up that link. So, you know, anyone listening to the show now or later will be able to click on the link and go to the page. So they're not able to write down right now. Or you can call Dr. Kyle directly as well at 678-513-0095. All right. So much information that is so relevant to healthy living, healthy lifestyle, and water. What would you say to people? Because there are people that say, I don't like water. And they really don't drink water. They drink sodas and juices and coffee and anything but water.
So I got a phone call from my father-in-law yesterday. He was at a friend's house, and the friend was laid up on the floor. He asked me to call my brother-in-law to get over there to help pick him up off the floor. Well, they brought him to the hospital, and he called me this morning, and he said he got out of the hospital at 3 o'clock in the morning because his friend was dehydrated severely, had no electrolytes in his system. So here's an example of somebody who doesn't like to drink water. So all I can say to those people is, you know, you better find the foods and the fruits and the vegetables that are highest in concentration of water, because otherwise you're going to get very dehydrated. And the older we get, the more dehydrated we get. And especially in the colder weather, too, people who exercise, they don't drink enough water. But people don't realize that when you're breathing out in cold weather, the moisture is leaving our bodies just as quickly as if we're in hot weather. So people tend to dehydrate more in the wintertime because they're not drinking as much because they don't think they're as hot enough and then they're warm enough so they don't think they need water as much. But they do. It's even critical in the wintertime to drink water. So what do I say to people who don't like to drink water? Gosh, that's a tough one. You know, that's really, really hard. I'd say, you know, you have to try. You have to try to encourage yourself to drink water because of a health reason. There's got to be purpose behind whatever you do. You got to start focusing on being healthy and having purpose. You got to eat to live, not live to eat. And you got to drink to live, not live to drink, right? So, but if you don't like water, you got to substitute it with foods that are rich in a content of water, celery and cucumbers and strawberries and watermelon and things like that are very, very rich in high contents of water, apples and things like that,
I think, I was going to say, like, making your own flavored water is something that has worked for me with my own family. I mean, I can relate. My dad hates to drink water, but I kind of got him into, like, cutting up an orange, a lemon, cucumber, and putting in his water and letting it sit overnight. And just that little flavoring can make it interesting for somebody. And then before you know it, they don't even need those things. They're drinking water.
You can put a little stevia in there. You can put, you know, orange slices. That would be great. That's great, Kimberly. And then lemons and limes. So, you know, all these, like, added water flavoring things are just, they're full of sugar or full of chemicals. So I definitely highly recommend against doing that. But like you said, adding maybe some strawberries in there, cutting those up, adding lemons and limes or oranges and living in a pitcher overnight. Correct, that'd be great. Adding a little bit of stevia for some flavoring in there. Definitely, that would be a great recommendation for people to have a little bit more excitement when they're drinking water, you know. But in my case, I drink water for health reasons. That's really why I do it. But again, the alkaline water tastes a heck of a lot better than all the other waters. So it makes me, I'm more attracted to drinking that kind of water all the time. We cook everything in the water. Anything that we cook is cooked in that water. So everything tastes better in that water. Even coffee is less acidic when you make it with alkaline water. So, you know, that would be my
good, that's a good point for coffee drinkers. Because there are people that drink a lot of coffee and it's acidic. So they're just putting more and more acid in. So at least if the water is alkaline, it'll help to cut down.
Neutralize, correct.
Yeah, right. And, you know, that's true because vegetables, you know, if I'm steaming vegetables, and when you put the alkaline water on it, it just, it the color, it's, I'm telling you, it just, it makes such a difference. So you're absolutely right, Dr. Kyle. We do cook, we use alkaline water not just to consume, but also for cooking and if we could, it would be awesome if we could actually wash in alkaline water, but...
Well, they have whole house filters, too, you know, that's available as well. Those are a little bit more expensive, but, you know, I say start with just the countertop for most people. That's what I recommend to my patients. Start with something that she recognizes the benefits of it, see how you feel, and then you can, you know, go up to a larger system, you know, later on.
Yeah, that's great. Kimberly, are you still there?
I'm still here.
I'm glad you're still here. I wasn't really sure if you were still here.
I got you you on my car speaker as I was driving where I have to go. Hands-free, though. Don't worry.
Okay. All right. Cool. Do you have any questions that you'd like to ask Dr. Kyle? We are, it was such a good show. It really did.
It did. I mean, I think you made some great points, Dr. Kyle, also about the food that we're consuming and making sure that that's not adding to the problem of acidity and, you know, grass-fed meat and things like that. Because if you're somebody who's, you know, reluctant to invest in a water filter and, you know, then you got to make other choices, too, with your food. And it's really a big picture. It's not just one small change, kind of like you said, that's going to make everything. It's all these small choices that will kind of accumulate and help overall health.
That's so true. It's choice, you know. It's whether or not we want to be healthy, live and be healthy, or alive and be sick. Because I don't think we're really living if we're
that's
sick.
Not really living. Correct. That's just you've adapted. You're just getting through, and that's what you have to invest in your health. I don't think, you know, there you can't spend enough money on your health. You know,
true.
We invest in stocks and, you know, 401ks and this and that and all the other, you know, Roth IRAs. And, you know, you need to put aside money to invest in your health long term.
True.
You know, that's what's going to make a difference, because you can have all the money in the world and ill health. And what is it good for? I had a patient. I'll never forget this. He was a multi-millionaire. He was from Germany. I'll finish up with this. And he used to drink. He was the CEO of a company, and he was a type A personality. He needed to oversee everything, and he didn't know how to delegate. He told me he used to drink 60 cups of coffee a day just to be able to oversee every department in his company. He died of the worst case of leukemia that I've ever seen.
Oh my God!
Not that any case is not bad, but he had no chance, you know, no chance of living. But 60 cups of coffee a day. Could you imagine how acidic his body was?
Wow!
How could he consume that?
From the moment he woke up, 10 pots of coffee, 10 pots of coffee a day.
Wow!
Unbelievable.
Wow!
You know? So, you know, that's a lot of acid in the system. So it goes to show you, you know, cancer can only grow in an acidic environment. So he was a very wealthy man, and at the end of his day, I asked him, because I asked him, you know, with cancer, that's a whole other subject, but there's a lot of emotional involvement in people with cancer. Not to say that everybody has emotional stuff going on, but we all do. But the bottom line is, I said, what would you do differently? He says, I would have changed my diet. I wouldn't have drank so much coffee. I wouldn't have cared as much about my company. Things like that at the last stage of life. You're looking back and reflecting what you could have done differently. And those were his major three things, top three things. Change my diet, you know, also love his family more, you know, and not care so much about his business, because at the end of the day, that's ultimately what killed him. So, yes.
And you know, that is so key. You know, we focus on so many other things. You're right, and just to add to that, getting a new dress or a new suit or, you know, so many other, new car, you know, and less about the body. And without your health, you have nothing. So our health is our wealth, and, you know, we should really take good care of the body. We only have one.
That's right.
You can't just train.
And we're not here for a long time.
It's true.
Life goes quickly. You want to have quality of life, right?
That's
quality.
The quality of life. Deanna, any questions?
Yes, ma'am.
Good
stuff. I don't have any questions at this point, but it was a great show. I like the tip about creating your own flavored water, and it's true. I do find that sometimes my palate doesn't detect water the same way, and sometimes my liver is a little bit out of whack, I think, when that happens. That's how I correlate it anyway. So good tips and great information for this show. Thank you so very much for allowing me to call in.
You're very welcome. Well, Dr. Kyle, we are, we have about 4 minutes left. This was so good, I didn't even play a commercial. we didn't take a break. This is really, really good. And, of course, we've got to have you back on again because this is just awesome. Just you're located in Cumming. And
yes.
Website, Cumming Chiropractic
Clinic. Yep, CummingChiropracticClinic.com. Mm-hmm.
And
we have a Facebook page, Natural Medicine and Chiropractic Specialties. You can like us on Facebook. Any information anybody wants, they can always, you know, ask on our Facebook page. They can contact us through the website, through our phones. You know, I'm available. I do these calls really to educate the general public. I have a passion for helping people and trying to educate them so that they can live higher quality life. They can live optimally, and that's why I enjoy getting on your radio station and sharing this information with people. So,
And thank you for that, Dr. Kyle, because that is exactly the purpose for the show, is to educate and inform, because without knowledge we perish. And that's exactly why we're doing what we're doing with the show. And it's great guests like yourself that makes it worthwhile, you know, by just imparting such wonderful information. And
now,
the beauty
I just
want
to say one thing. I'm sorry, Martina. I didn't mean to cut you off. Just saying that knowledge is power, but applied knowledge is truly the ultimate power.
True. I'm probably going to mess it up. Someone else can pick it up. Those who know to do, who knows the rest of that? Okay.
Those who know to do,
do. Those who know to do, and those who, it's an old one of, you know, the old.
Old adage, right.
Yeah, and I couldn't think of anything. I know we're winding down again. Kimberly, I am so happy that you remained on the show. This was another, this awesome show. Deanna, thank you for joining us today. Dr. Kyle, as always, it's just, thank you very, very much. I just want to mention, you've been listening to the Healthy Explosion Show. I'm your host, Martina DeGoot, and my co-host, Kimberly Britt, Dr. Kyle Fogel, and Deanna Baxham of Yellow Flora. Coming up, just want to remind you that coming up on Tuesday, we will be having our second show for the month. We have two shows at 8 to 9 p.m. in the evening on Tuesdays, the first and the third Tuesday of the month. And so that's March 5th. And this show, it's actually, the topic will be Heart to Heart. And we have a special guest. Her name is Kimberly Goodloe. And we're going to be talking about heart disease. February was Heart Disease Month, and she has an awesome testimony to share. So do join us on Tuesday, March 5th from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Again, this is Martina DeGoot with Kimberly Britt, and you've been listening to the Healthy Explosion Show, and have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week.